Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again. With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, animals? This is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In This League, live. Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
On the radio.
Bogman.
Yes.
Carl's Jr. is coming.
Carl's Jr. is in my gut right now.
Happy Carl's Jr. weekend because the Diamondbacks lose games. Happy Game of Thrones weekend. All the good things.
Yep. Game of Thrones is firing up. My buddy Chad hit me up. He's like, hey, you want to come over and watch the game or watch the Game of Thrones? You know, and I'm like, nah, I got to do stuff.
So, yeah, all you did was lie to him because here's your deal.
I didn't lie to him. You don't want we record in the middle of the show.
If you could watch Game of Thrones with him, would you
want
to?
Yeah, I would go do it. Yeah.
I'm so different, dude. Like things that I cherish like that, I don't want to experience with other people. I want it all to myself.
Well, I mean, the nice thing about hanging out with one other person is usually they shut up. Like, I wouldn't go to a Game of Thrones viewing party where everyone's talking in the middle of the show.
Up. Oh, how embarrassing.
Oh, my God. I would, like I said before, I think the only ones I could dress up are as, you know, Tarly and Hot Pie. So... those are the only two I could go.
Like face wise, you look like Braun.
Like Braun?
Yeah, because you got like the facial hair kind of reddish. Like I think you're kind of Braunish.
Yeah, as long as, if I lose 100 pounds, I'll go as Braun.
Yeah, well, sometime. I didn't say physically. I just said, like,
right, right.
You could try to pull that off. Have you ever seen like...
I'm like Braun's fat cousin.
You ever see the cosplay people? Like I feel really bad because there's this one out here in Phoenix and they do a lot of really good stuff. It's like, you know, whatever, like Marvel cosplay Avengers, whatever. And they go out to like malls and they do stuff, but they'll be like a guy that looks like me dressing up like Batman. Like, you know, they'll be like a real Spider-Man. They'll be like a real Captain Marvel. And then there'll be some like, you know, I mean, I'm not 5'9", but he's like 5'9", 280-pound hog dressed up as Batman. And he's like, I am Batman. And everyone's like, nah, you're not Batman. You look like the cartoon version of Bane, maybe, but you don't look like Batman. Like, and that would be the thing, that you would just be that version of Braun at your Game of Thrones viewing party.
I like my best, cosplay would probably be the Penguin. That's probably what I would be the best at. You know, whatever's most like Danny DeVito. So that's probably would be my best one.
You're pretty good at that. Well, it is a. Game of Thrones weekend. There's probably some sports that are going on as well. We'll be talking about that. We're here for 3 hours, so let's all kill the time together, guys. We got lots of time to kill. We are going to be talking about a bunch of football stuff. The NFL draft is right around the corner. I was about to say like the NFL Twitter like never disappoints, but at this point, it's the Steelers Twitter that doesn't disappoint. So there's lots of Steelers Twitter we're going to be able to talk about.
Why don't we talk all Game of Thrones theories and Steelers Twitter? Let's do that. Is my two favorite things in the world. Let's do all of it.
Favorite things. We will definitely be talking baseball here pretty shortly because there's a lot to get to. And we probably throw it in here. I mean, we did a pretty big recap if people want to go back and listen to it over on NBA Takeaways, which is in conjunction with this network and the actual NBA. And Bogman and I, we did a kind of a playoff preview. So as you're listening to this, there's a bunch of games that are going on, but we kind of set the series. We've made our picks. And throughout the week, we're still doing a Monday through Friday show on Takeaways. But Bogman and I will be doing a show together 3 days out of the week. So you can look out for that if you are a bunch of basketball guys. But it's hard to focus on a lot of other things. And I know if you're not into this, it's probably a big tune out for most people, but it's hard to focus when probably the biggest show in television history, from a financial standpoint, from, I would just say, an overarching just production standpoint, but also from a popularity, there's never been a show that's been as popular or as big as Game of Thrones. It's coming to an end with its final six episodes, and it's going down on Sunday. It's a big damn deal.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, 10 years in the making, basically, I think they said, between production and the end of the show being on the air. So there's been just so much work put into this, and I'm a little sad that the show is ending before we get the books, because I've read the books. But
aren't there still supposed to be like two books?
Two, right? Yeah. So I mean, do you remember when the last one came out?
It was before the series started.
It was after the series started.
Was it? Then
I'm almost positive. Because I had read it. I didn't start reading the book until, so I watched episode one and I was at work and I said to my buddy, I'm like, dude, I tried the new Game of Thrones show yesterday. There are too many weird names and stuff going on. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. And he's like, well, it's actually my favorite book series. And he said, it's the only reason why I bought HBO this year is because this show is coming out. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, do you have the books? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, can you loan me the first one? I'll see if if it's even something I want to bother with. So I read the first one, and after that, clearly I was just all in. So, but the last book, I remember buying it after it came out. It came out a week before the All-Star game, when it was here in 2011.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a long time. I mean, the build up to this. I mean, I know it is sad for you too, because you're a book guy. And I've heard some interesting conversations around this too, that like there is kind of a no win situation for George R. R. Martin, because if like he doesn't come out of this in any good way, because if the show falters, there's a few faltery things last year. And maybe in the last couple of years, if you wanted to pick apart stuff, like particularly, you know, again, if you haven't seen stuff, little spoilerish, obviously, but I don't know. They're like, we gotta get a zombie and show Cersei. Like, that was pretty stupid. Like, going, getting one and bringing it back in a box and stuff. So there's a little faltery things that the writers have had to kind of create for themselves. But if the show falters at the end or doesn't come with a good ending and people are pissed, it's going to reflect on George R. R. Martin. There's going to be more negativity, and it could be negative on these spinoff series. If the show is really great, there's still going to be negativity, because people are like, why can't you get this stuff done? Why couldn't we get it done? It's just going to be a sour taste on everybody's mouth. But you've already resigned yourself to, like, you're never going to read the end of this in a book.
Probably not.
Unless it's one of those paperbacks that's like Game of Thrones, you know, season 8. The book by HBO. Like, you're not going to get a George R. R. Martin version.
Well, it's one of those things, like, I like reading the book before. So, like, The Expanse series that's on, I guess it's gone through three different places. I think it was on Sci-Fi to start, and then Amazon bought it, and then Amazon gave up on it, and I think it's going to be on Netflix next year.
You like to sit in bed, have one little light, flip some pages of the book?
Nope, I like to listen to the book while I'm playing some stupid game on my phone. So I'll be playing like MLB Tap.
So not reading a book.
That MLB Tap. Yeah, you get really, really judgmental about this, by the way. For a guy that the last book you read was for an assignment in high school, you get really upset about me listening to books.
I take offense to that. That is not true. I read a book. Sometime in 2000.
You better not be talking about a comic book, by the way.
No.
What's worse? What is worse, though? Yeah, and I think we already did this before, and you did it just to spite me. But did I ask you what is worse, people calling a comic book a book, or people saying I read something when they listened to it?
I think we did do this.
I don't know where we did, but what was your answer?
It's listening to something and saying you read
whatever,
a book. 100%. Whatever. Last book I read, though, was the Mick Foley biography. It's a great book.
So just hard hitting stuff. Like,
actually,
really gripping with symbolism and great things like that.
Yeah, got some new time on my hands lately. So I've got my book, my Robin book on Robin Williams, and I got my Mark Maron book and Bogman.
How many pages are dog-eared in those?
I'll tell you in a couple weeks. I'll tell you about it in a couple weeks. I haven't utilized that time yet, but I did get...
I got to get a good bookmark first. I can't just go right into this reading willy-nilly.
By the way, I got a whole new business venture, Bogman. We're going to have some ITL bookmarks. They're going to sell like hotcakes. But I got, and I'm excited about this, and this, but this falls in line with the comic thing, but it's built in the graphic novel. The series is called Marvel Zombies.
Ugh.
It's going to be.
Why? I've had enough. I've had enough of zombies. I'm just done with them.
We were having a zombie conversation earlier. We can save that because I don't want to get too far off here, but maybe I'll pick up a page and we'll talk about zombies later, but let me turn it back to Game of Thrones for a minute, because it's starting back up. There is everything in the world around this. You and I have done some theorizing over on the Black Book. We're probably going to do a kind of a review of episode one for one of our Patreon secret shows if people want to check that out. But it is so huge. There are Game of Thrones fantasy games. There's Game of Thrones Deadpools. And there's Game of Thrones gambling that is out there right now. I have got here, by the way, Odds by Paddy Power, which is in the UK on Game of Thrones, which we can talk about here in a minute here for
Paddy
betting.
Power. I thought I saw her on Cam site the other day.
Tokens?
She was not looking for theory. She was looking for tokens.
What's
right?
that one that's their that's like their own little Instagram?
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Only Paddy Power OnlyFans, right? You signed up for any little OnlyFans?
No, I am not.
I don't believe you. You hesitated.
Well, I'm sorry. You say am I currently signed up or have I ever?
Oh, okay. Let's have you ever.
I had,
we're
Asa
playing that
Akira's
game. Like in kid.
I had Asa Akira's for a month.
You did? Okay. What's that game? Like, never have you ever?
Never have I ever.
Never have I ever had.
I am so drunk at the end of that game. It is ridiculous.
Yeah. Stay silent if you've never been a part of an OnlyFans account. Oh, you're lying.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You confused me. God damn it. The way you say things.
I said
you
be
take
silent.
The long route to say something every time. Just say, hey, shut up if you've ever had an OnlyFans. You couldn't have said that, but you had to do double reverse negatives to get there. So
how
I
was
get
it?
Confused by how you speak.
How was it?
It was all right.
Yeah. Are you going to get another one?
No.
No? You sure?
Not the, well, they're as much
the
as
Lana
like
Rhodes?
A regular site.
The Lana so, Rhodes? Pass up that Disney Plus account for a little Lana Rhodes
no,
OnlyFans?
No, I would rather watch Star Wars things. So, no, I than Lana Rhodes. I can see Lana Rhodes with current things that I have on my hard drive. So,
are there any Game of Thrones adult parodies out there?
Nah, I'm Bones? Not into that. That stuff's weird. There's definitely that stuff all over the place.
Groin of Thrones?
It's a Game of Bones, actually, if you're doing it correctly, I believe. So
I think I just said that. Yeah.
Now, is that what you said?
Yeah, I said two of them. I said Game of Bones and Groin of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Bones is the...
I like Groin of Thrones, though.
Groin of Thrones.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Right.
I like it.
So you've already kind of gone through your...
Jamie
Hannister.
I'm trying to think of the names. John Blow.
I don't know where you go. I got
Mother
one for Daenerys.
Yeah,
I got one for Daenerys, but I can't say it on air. So I'm going to save it. But you've already kind of gone through your theories here. You want to do some odds here on Game of Thrones?
Yeah, okay.
All right, let me throw this out. Here's one thing I'm going to speculate on. And because I know nothing, I don't go read any. I'm like Jon Snow. I know nothing.
Yeah, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
I don't go on to Reddit. I'm not. I don't want any of these spoilers. These losers that go on
you
and read about.
You want none of the spoilers, but there's nothing you love better than trying to predict them.
Yes. Well, predict,
which drives me crazy.
Fun. That's
why
the
can't
fun.
You just shut the f up and watch the show?
Because it's fun to theorize.
Oh, God, it's the worst. I just want to be entertained.
Okay,
just
but
don't
see,
make me work.
but that's, you know. But that's every element of you and I, though. Like, I'm the one who's like, would you this or this? And you're just like, you don't want any of that. You're like, let me listen and read my book. And I'm like, let's talk and go through this. And like, that's how I like to consume it. But what I hate is the Reddit threads that are like, you know, this loser sat outside of this place for 3 days and caught a picture of this. And then he, you know, he digged in the garbage and stole this ripped up piece of the script. And
he digged.
These people that do all this stuff. I don't want any.
Dug.
What did I say?
R-E-A-D-A-B-O. Okay.
Doggy diggy. Whatever he did. He did all of the stuff. So we like to speculate here that, okay, so this is what I was going to say, though.
All right.
I think that this episode one is going to come out with a bang.
I do, too.
I think they are going to
A major character.
Yep. I think we are losing a major character, and I think there could be upwards of three. They might not all be major, but they'll be significant with one major. Okay, so you're with me. You think some big crap is going down in this first episode.
What do we have, six episodes?
But episodes, like, I think the final four are, like, all 2 hours. They're just, like, movies.
Right. I don't think I don't think any of them actually go to 2 hours.
I think they do.
I think the last one is an hour and 48 minutes or something.
Are you sure about that?
I'm
final
sure.
Season episode lengths. Because I thought there was like an hour or like a 124 minute one. Let's see. We've got 54 minutes, 58 minutes. Well, yeah. What does this mean? I guess an hour 22, not 100. Yeah. So it's an hour 22,
hour
18, hour 20, and an hour 20.
So an hour 20 is the longest.
The last four. Well, the hour 22 is season three.
How many episodes did you say that is? That's six or seven?
There's six episodes, and the first two are in the 50 minute, and the last four are all 100 or a minute or an hour 18 or more, and three of the four over an hour and 20 minutes, which is wild to me. So when we come back, I want to find out what Bogman thinks about these odds. We're going to talk about the Game of Thrones odds. Plus, we're going to talk about sports. We'll do some sports here. We're not going to do no more Game of Thrones, but we'll talk about some sports. Maybe zombies. Maybe the Steelers.
I think Magic Johnson left to go sit on the Iron Throne.
Sit on the Iron Throne? All right. Well, someone's got to be champion, but hopefully he tells somebody about it. All right. We'll be back. More in this league coming up.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
Nobody.
ITO.
Welcome back in this league where we are not talking sports yet. Talking Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, it's so weird. Isn't it weird where pop culture just incepts like everything, like sports, it just transcends it. Like,
well, there's Game of Thrones night everywhere.
The bobbleheads, they got they have like the Night King has a bobblehead like in every single stadium, right?
It was the Night King Taiwan Walker last year. And by the way, the Night King took Taiwan Walker with him. After that bobblehead, I think it was before the bobblehead, but Walker's been out for almost a year.
Well, more effective if he was a night walker or whatever, white walker. What are they called? White walkers?
White
walkers. Night walkers, something completely different.
Night walkers are, we talking about night walkers?
No, Robert Kraft, are you back?
Night walkers.
Hey, Bobby, you're feeling good though. You got cleared, didn't you?
Hey, no, I didn't get cleared, but
I got cleared when I went to get a handy.
No video. The judge repressed the video, so no one's gonna be able to see it. My lawyer called it basically pornography.
So you're feeling pretty good about life then, there, right,
I'm pretty
Bobby?
Good, you know. It's I'm not as relaxed as when the last time I visited Florida.
Well, what do you do? What do you do to relax?
Right now, I avoid jail. To relax. That's what I do right now. So
chew some gum, maybe.
yeah, just get ready for this draft. So we, you know, I tried to convince Gronk not to retire, but I offered him a new job. But he said $125 was not enough for him.
So. You've been had plenty of jobs. Bob, have you heard about OnlyFans?
Well, you know, I invented OnlyFans. So it started out as Only Rob.
Okay.
So is what it was. It was only for me. And they stopped doing it. That's why I had to fly my private plane down to Florida.
Okay. All right. Well, if you need, need to get things taken care of, maybe go check out Bogman. Bogman's a proponent of, what was it?
Who you
was
were
it?
Trying to say connoisseur, weren't you?
No, but who, I was trying to think of who the hell you saw. It's not Lisa Ann. It was,
Lisa Ann.
Who's the OnlyFans?
Oh, wait, Asa Akira.
Asa Akira.
Yeah.
Is she still alive?
Well, she's having a baby, so.
See ya. See ya until the money runs out.
She had
see
a podcast, and it's funny because, like, I only listen to like four or five different podcasts, and the rest of them, all on my Google Podcasts, say new.
You read the podcast? You mean?
No, I listen to them. So, I mean, if they were books being read, I would consider them read. But no, I listen to them.
I've never had a joke that I've said that killed myself more than that one. I almost just spit everything up everywhere.
Oh, really? Wow.
I killed myself on that
one. Well, you can have an audience of yous. It'd be great.
I do like the memes.
I didn't think it was funny at all.
So. I got no reaction out of you, but no, I was dying there.
Because it wasn't funny.
I was dying there. All right.
Your jokes suck,
sorry.
Welsh.
Sorry. Well, I'm not going to get on the throne then. So, Game of Thrones, Sunday night. What? I don't know what time it is. Doesn't matter. You know what the worst part is, too? Is like
9 Eastern.
Is it 9 Eastern? No. Because, like, out here, if you have DirecTV, we get the East. Oh, yeah. No, you are right. You are right. If it's 9 East and it's 6 here, then we would get it. We get it like right after it's done.
I know that because I read the TV channel.
You didn't hear it.
The guide. Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Game of Thrones going down, and you and I both say and feel that there's going to be something major, like a major character is going down. I think we could lose maybe multiple characters in this first episode. But it's got to be big. They can't use it as a setup episode, right? They can't set the next couple because they only got you get six of them.
No, it's going to be Fast and Furious. So it's going to be, I think Paul Walker is going to show up and Vin Diesel's going to show up.
I don't think Paul Walker's going to show up, but I know.
I forgot when I said that. I mean, yeah.
Maybe with the Night Walkers.
Yeah. Something White Walkers. Yeah. Right.
I keep saying Night Walker.
Did I say Nightwalker?
No,
again?
I did. I keep saying Nightwalkers.
Oh, I was going to say, well, if I said Nightwalker, I just got my mind on OnlyFans again. So that's what it is. But yeah, no, I think it's going to move real quick.
All right. So check this out. Paddy Power in the UK has betting odds on Game of Thrones. And I don't know if I'm correct about this. I think there are betting sites out there that you can put money down on this.
Isn't that like betting on wrestling, though? Like, they know the outcome. Somebody knows it somewhere.
But people do it.
I guess.
I agree. Remember, we had somebody we talked to about this that, like, outside of America, you can gamble on wrestling. And that information could get spread, if you know what I mean.
Right, yeah.
Get spread out there. So, it exists. So, there is, I mean, this is a UK, not that type of spread.
Oh.
But not that type, Bob. This is Paddy Power in the UK, so this might be more of an overseas thing. But let me go through some odds here and check this out. I need to get your take on this because this is over on ESPN. There's probably different stuff everywhere. And by the way, I want to read this where it says
the Game of Thrones odds are on ESPN.
Yeah, so check this out. This is the article. It goes, an array of betting markets are available on the show. Everything from which character will die first to who will say the first line. Dozens of characters are listed on the odds to win the throne, many with the odds in the single digits. Different plot theories pop up regularly. Some guy here, I don't know what it is, if we see a real rush of bets on Khaleesi to rule at the end of the season, we will cut her price accordingly. This is Joe Crilly, spokesman for William Hill, says pricing up
just like
has
shifting
been,
the line. I mean, it makes sense.
He says pricing up has been very difficult. He wrote in an email to ESPN. He says, as we know from the show, that literally anything can happen. There are thousands of theories on the internet, which we have tried to avoid so our judgment isn't clouded. Things that have happened in the series have been hinted at in previous episodes, so an in-depth knowledge of the show has helped. And then this real quick, it says traditionally legal U.S. sportsbooks have not offered betting on TV shows due to fears of inside information being leaked. In the 1980s, late Las Vegas bookmaker Sonny Reisner posted odds on who shot JR from the popular primetime drama Dallas, and regulators had to step in about it. So this is definitely kind of an overseas thing, but it looks like in February, New York or New Jersey Sportsbook for the first time took bets on the Academy Awards. So here we stand with Paddy Power giving odds on who will rule Westeros. And the top is what fascinates me.
Danny is a sucker bet.
Check this out. With 10 to 11, how do I say it? 10 to 11 odds. Mm-hmm. Bran Stark.
Bran is going
to
rule.
To rule Westeros. That is
okay.
That is the, like, the money bet. The betting is on Bran, apparently, if he's 10 to 11.
Yeah. Yeah, that's almost 1-to-1.
What do you think about that?
He's not going to rule. So he disappeared off the show for a whole season.
He's a green seer, Bogman.
Yeah, he's a green seer, but I think the magic goes out. If you're killing all of the White Walkers and Night Walkers, the Welsh, I think the
leave
magic.
Leave a few Night Walkers.
Well, I would hope you'd leave a few. Why we gotta leave a few? There's a few gotta stick around.
Bob Kraft would really thrive, I think, in Westeros. I'm just telling you.
I'll move to Essos as soon as Daddy's gone.
Like Littlefinger, just owning some businesses.
It's called medium finger when they see me. Okay. I don't like that bet. What's the next one?
All right,
that's a bad bet, I
think. There's two people that are 3-to-1 odds to rule Westeros. One is Jon Snow. Check this one out, though. Two, any child of Jon Snow.
Any child of Jon Snow. Uh-huh. So, okay. Yeah, all right.
But Danny can't have kids, though, as we're told.
Yeah, well, that's what, they mentioned that line in the last season. I don't know if you remember it, but she said, I can't have children because, the witch told me.
These hips aren't childbearing.
Yeah, and God damn it. Jon Snow made the comment of, maybe she lied to you, the witch.
Yeah, so. He's like, so let's not try.
Yeah.
But the any child of Jon Snow, that's a popular one that there could be some jump.
It's supposed to be the last book is supposed to be The Winds of Winter, or the next book is supposed to be The Winds of Winter. And then the last book is supposed to be called A Dream of Spring. So
how long is winter supposed to last?
The Welsh, they say it's going to be the longest winter on record.
Well, what's
a thousand years?
Oh, wow, that's a long winter.
In a thousand years. It's the longest winter in a thousand years. Well, so probably like a decade, probably.
That's pretty long. Okay.
So the crazy thing is with that is that if there is spring to come in the show, they're going to have to skip years. Like, I think the second to last episode might be the epic one where all the stuff happens. And then the last one is where they're,
do like a little Walking Dead. They're going to jump 6 years. And then there's Rick's
Walking
child.
Walking Dead jumps 6 years. Dude, I didn't know that.
6 years. And the guy, I think I told you about this. They
jumped the shark when they did that too, didn't they?
There's an event that happens. And then, and this is mid season, like just mid episodes, like episode 3 of the new season. Something happens. The next episode, we are 6 or 7 years into the future. And there's Rick's child. The little girl.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what Game of Thrones is going to do. 4-to-1 odds, the mother of dragons, Daenerys Targaryen.
Nope.
That's a sucker's bet, you say.
Yeah, she's going to die.
Okay. Ooh, breaking news. Bogman says she's going to die. I like that one, though. Next up, with 11-to-2 odds, Sansa Stark.
I like that one.
Okay.
Sansa is just like, why has she lasted so long? She's not going to fight, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not like she's going to be, the one to kill the Night King or anything. So what's she doing unless it's
looking for
rule?
True love, Bogman.
Well, I know. She's obviously looking in all the wrong places. Roose Bolton was no good.
No.
So
who's that? Roose?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Ramsey. Well, Roose's dad. I get the names mixed up.
Chicken. with 7-1 odds, Gendry.
I like that one, too.
Because isn't he technically the real, like, heir to the throne?
Yeah, but, I mean, like they said, claiming you're the heir is kind of, it's eye-rolling.
But he's just, all he does is wielding a big old, like, hammer now, isn't he?
Right, yeah. Well, remember Robert Baratheon. There was no Baratheon to sit on the Iron Throne before Robert Baratheon. He was, he was a traitor. He was a terrorist. But because he won, he got to sit on the Iron Throne. And that's so, like, the idea of the proper, you know, because you could say that Jon Snow is also, because he is technically a Targaryen, you know, because they were married and he's not actually a bastard. You know, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the last season, I don't know what you've been doing listening to us
so far.
Yeah,
why are you still listening?
But, ever. But I mean, so if you're going by, you know, well, Targaryens were, you know, the leaders until they were overthrown by the Baratheons, then he would be the heir.
Yeah.
But okay, if you're going on who is sitting on it now, but instead of Cersei legally, it should be Gendry. So, okay.
All right. A couple more, and then I'll give you the deep ones. Tyrion Lannister, 15-2 odds.
He's going to die.
I think he's going to die.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got to go out, like, doing something glorious, right? Like, because he's always ran away from fights, kind of. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he'll actually do something this time. And I think I know where you're going with it, too. There's a certain person that he kills, and then he probably dies after he kills that certain person.
I think so.
I agree. Arya Stark is 10-1.
She's going to die.
Sam Tarly is 10-1.
I put my money on that one.
You think Sam Tarly ends up ruling Westeros?
I think Tarly or Varys, probably. Or Sansa. Like, I think
you just want those fat guy to win.
Those are my bets. Well, if I wanted somebody to win, it would be the short guy, Tyrion.
This is so, Sam Tarly.
Sam is not short. Short. No, he's not short. He's taller than Jon Snow. What are you talking
about?
They're
both like 5'7". Here's
what's wrong with that?
nothing at all. Here's two more, and then just a couple, because I think there's one that's shocking in here. The Night King, this is not shocking, 11-1 odds.
George R. R. Martin calls it bittersweet. So
okay, but check this out.
Bitter sucks, but there is some sweet in there.
Night King has better odds than Cersei Lannister, who's 12-1.
Well, everybody hates her. So.
I don't care if everybody hates her. I mean, give me a break.
She's going to die.
All right, whatever. And then it just gets big. Like, you've got like 50-1 odds as the Children of the Forest. Jorah Mormont is 55-1.
No.
And the lowest is Davos, 70-1. Davos Seaworth.
Davos I like too. Like, I like the, I like the long shots, the people that don't have, they don't have much fighting to do. Cause it's almost like, why have they stuck around so long? You know, they've stuck around so long either to die in this season going out heroically, of course, mm-hmm. or they are sticking around because they're going to be part of the new, whatever it is. I bet you no one rules. I bet it's not democracy, but it's like, you know, a group of people.
And that's why. Okay. So pick one out of this. Who is your ruler of Westeros? Your long-term bet.
Did Varys get no odds?
Maybe I skipped Varys. Let's see. Davos. Lord Varys, 35-1.
That's my bet right there.
Yours is okay. I am going to go with, this is tip. I'm going to say, because I don't think they, give me Sansa. I'm going to go 11-2 with Sansa. Now,
I like that.
Here's the last thing we're going to do. Everyone can play along with us if they want. And maybe we'll do this week to week. Give me the person that dies in this week's episode. Let's Deadpool. We really should be doing a Deadpool, to be honest with you. But a Deadpool draft would be pretty good, Bogman.
So you want someone to... Are we going to do a Deadpool in the next segment, or are we going to...
We might be doing a Deadpool. Let's do this.
Are we drafting people to die?
That's what I'm thinking. We should do a Deadpool. Let's do it. But let's pick who's going to die this episode.
A lot of Game of Thrones.
I know. We need to not do it. That's why maybe we'll do the Game of Thrones, the Deadpool on the other side of the hour. Do a little bit of sports in here. But real quick, who dies in the first episode? Give me
Theon
somebody.
Greyjoy.
Ooh, Theon.
Theon dies.
Theon, no odds on here. I like that. I am going to go... I'm going to go big here. Let me look. Oh, these are tough. Oh, man. I'm going to go with Brienne.
Okay.
I don't know if yours is bigger. Yours might be, Bogman, first time ever, yours might be bigger than mine. That if you're picking Theon here, that might be a little bit bigger. But I'm going to go with Brienne dying in this episode. You know who I wanted to say? Wanted to say Tyrion.
Okay. I don't think it's going to be Tyrion.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think he lasts a while. Yeah, I don't know.
You probably shouldn't do a Deadpool. It's a lot of... I mean, I kind of want to do one, like a 5-round Deadpool. Would be pretty dang good for Game of Thrones, but that's all.
Dead draft is what it is.
Yeah. You imagine FNTSY how happy they are. Like, did you guys just do 2 segments of Game of Thrones?
No.
Well, it's popular.
We had gambling odds.
Right? Yeah, more people watch a Game of Thrones in the hockey playoffs. So.
Well, no. I mean, it's not that hard. I mean, I don't disagree with anybody. All right. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. More stuff, more things. Probably not more Game of Thrones. But, you know, anything can happen around here. All right, it's Bogman and Welsh. We'll be back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo.
All night.
That's right, baby. With Major League Baseball season in full swing, it's time to swing for the fences, playing Daily Fantasy Baseball with DailyRoto.com. Become the 8th Daily Roto, FanDuel, or DraftKings $1 million tournament winner, or become one of the countless number of people who have won a gaudy pile of Benjamins using Daily Roto's lineup optimizers. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY and you are going to get a 10% discount. You're going to get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, the use of lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use promo code FNTSY. Go get yourself 10% right now off. We had a listener. We had a couple of listeners. People hit me up about that. They're like, what is it? And I'm like, you listen to the show? Come on. FNTSY.
FNTSY.
All right. So we're going to quickly do this because we are similar to Cersei or any of the Lannisters who have had power. We are abusing ours. Let's do a 5-pick Deadpool. And Bogman has a good idea. The sooner they die, the more points. So if they die in this first episode, you get 6 points. If they die in the last episode, you only get 1 point here. So can we pick the same people, Bart?
Well, so I have Theon and you had Brienne.
Yeah.
That was, so those were our first picks. So I picked first. So
are you writing
again.
These down?
Yeah, I'm writing them down.
And we can just pick whoever?
Yeah, whoever you want. Yeah. So you get, you got Brienne, and then now you get another pick, and then I snake. So.
Okay, but we can pick the same people or not? That's okay if we can't.
I think we should just stick to 10 characters total. So
okay, perfect.
No doubling up.
Okay, so then I have the next pick here.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go with Jorah Mormont.
Mormont. All right. I am going to go with Gendry.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll go with, I forgot I had another pick. I'll go with Tyrion.
All right. I've got two here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Arya.
Arya.
And I'm going to go with, because we get the points here. This is tough, Bugman. Oh, Peter Baelish. Is he alive?
Baelish is already dead.
He's already dead. Why is he on these odds?
You can't draft dead people.
Oh, I get 6 points. Why is he on these odds?
Are those odds from last year?
Do people still think he's alive?
He's not alive. He got his throat cut.
Oh, maybe these are from last year. Are these from last year? I hope not. Did we do everything? Nah, doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like it. All right, I got one more pick. I'm going to go with... who did I say?
You said Brienne, Mormont, and Arya. I have Theon, Gendry, and Tyrion.
I'm going to go with Jaime Lannister.
Ah, that's a good one. Jaime. Okay, my last two picks, I'm going to go with Jon Snow. And Danny.
You son of a bitch. Take all the good ones.
Well.
All right. Give me Cersei.
I'm trying to pick main characters because, you know, some of them are going to die.
Yeah. Well, I'll take Cersei.
All right. So you got Brienne, Mormont, Arya, Jaime, and Cersei.
I got a solid list.
I've got Theon, Gendry, Tyrion, Jon Snow, and Danny.
I got a pretty solid list.
Should we get negative points if someone ends up on the throne?
Ooh, if they don't die.
If they don't, okay, yeah. If they don't die, minus one.
I like everybody. It. I like it.
Okay.
So everybody want to play along? Okay. Tweet at us. You got to get it in though before the first episode. Crazy. I guess you could get it in the second episode. Crazy. By then. Well, sorry, get it in.
You got to get it in wherever you can.
Not you.
You just show up in your private jet and you say, "Hey, can I get in here? I'll pay you double." And then they do it.
They do. It's great. That's great that they do it.
It's the best thing. How about what episode are we in the season when Vlad Jr. is called up?
Speaking of the North, Bogman, we are the North. Oh, man, that's a great question. Actually, how you phrase that is really good. So what episode of Game of Thrones this final? Okay. Does he get called up before there is someone on the throne?
I think you might get called up before the first episode.
No.
They're already talking about it. So
I will say. Two episodes have passed before he's called up.
I'll say three episodes have passed.
Oh, really? Oh,
so, like, I guess that first week of May.
So that would be the week of April 29th.
Right. Okay.
Is where start. That's,
right. So that after that last, like the end of April, early May.
Yeah. So I'm starting on my birthday on April 22nd. Well, no, because April 23rd is their first game and that's a home series.
Okay, so you're thinking the first home series.
I'm thinking the first home series, late-ish April.
Okay. I
like
that.
Can you believe, by the way, that they... Yeah, he's back, by the way, Vlad. He was down in single A. He's in back up to triple A. I was actually just watching his game yesterday because he was with Buffalo. And he hit a moonshot homer, Vlad did, that looked like it traveled 12,000 feet. And I believe an ITL listener got the video that went viral, Fox. Like, I think some people stole his video or he stole it. I don't know one way or the other, but he put it out quick. Then it went viral. And then I saw some other people tweeting it like it's original. And I saw Barstool carrying that video. So I don't know how it went, but regardless of it, doesn't really matter. Vlad's back out there. He looks healthy. He looks fine. But the Blue Jays openly come out and say, like, because I think they were asked, is this a day-to-day process with Vlad? And they said, we wouldn't say it's a day to day. We want to make sure he's right, which is, you know, code word for the manipulation of, you know, all this business that they want to do. They say they want him to be a little bit better at third base. Okay, whatever, man. Do whatever you want to do. But that's why I think it's going to be that second home series that's going to come in, and he's finally going to get out there, and he's going to be he's going to kind of set the, you know, what's actually weird. I was about to say he's going to set kind of the rookie standard, but the rookie standard really has a high bar right now in baseball. Pete Alonso
is crushing it right now.
He is the dude that has absolutely set the bar. I mean, Fernando Tatis Jr. average wise has sucked, but he's been fine. I don't even know if I want to count Robles, because I want to keep it to the guys that hadn't had service time before. So you got to keep it to Pete Alonso, Tatis, Eloy, and then...
Eloy hit two bombs yesterday.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say is with Vlad, is Tatis has been okay. Eloy had been kind of been duddish to start, but then he drops two bombs on Friday. So, I mean, it's really kind of a race at this point with Vlad and Pete Alonso if you're talking about the standard for rookie bats.
He's got to catch up for sure. And by the way, I mean, you called him healthy, and... He is, like, he's swinging the bat well and everything, but he is fat. I saw him running to the dugout after that. I'm like, oh, my God, big boy.
He does look, like, I got to tell you, he does look a little bigger than when we saw him in the fall league. You know, because you caught him a couple times.
Yeah, he looked a little shredded up then. Not shredded up, but, like, for a guy that's known for weight problems, I'm like, this guy didn't have a problem. He's a little bigger dude than your normal third baseman, but not that bad.
Yeah. He's a thick dude, and like there's more weight. And, you know, the biggest concern with him has been, and the people that wanted to be a little bit anti Vladimir Guerrero, and who was it? Didn't we have, we had Ryan Spader on.
On
ITL, and he said that he thought Tatis Jr. was going to be better career wise over Vlad, and he
also said Carl's Jr. is going to give me diabetes.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he did. He wasn't nice to you. He didn't retweet the episode either. Why does Spader hate us?
Huh? I don't know.
Thought we were friends.
Maybe it should have been Carl's Jr. in there. So
maybe, yeah, maybe we shouldn't be fat. You know what? I don't think Spader likes fat people. Didn't retweet the episode of Two Fat Guys.
Fat shaming.
Yeah,
right.
Said you have you're gonna have diabetes, and said
he
Vlad
did
won't
hit
be
me
good.
Up in the DM and say how much he loved the bit. So
that was, but then we found out after it was because you're gonna die.
Yeah, that's not nice. So
that's not nice, Peter. It's not very nice of what you're doing here. But he's a big, thick dude. But there was some video like 2 months after the Arizona Fall League I saw, and I was like, oh, Vlad looks like he put on a little bit of weight. And then he got hurt. And then I watched the game, because I saw some of the highlights before, but I actually watched the game on Friday night. He looks, I mean, I don't know how to visually put the weight on, but it looks like
a thick burger.
It looks like 15 plus pounds more that are gone on there. And the concern for everybody is like, this is a guy that's not even 21 years old and he's already packing on the pounds. Like, it's not probably going to get better as he ages.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of different things with that. Like, you know, there are people, I think most people with weight problems just, you know, end up getting fatter at the end of, well, I mean, clearly.
But how many skinny guys, how many guys have we seen over time? You see them in the beginning. Go look at the early videos of like Miguel Cabrera, who he's often comped to and stuff like that.
Right.
And then just over time, you know, they pack on some pounds, whether it's muscle, and then, you know, there's just some extra padding and whatnot. Like,
It's different. You know, you can never tell. Like, I think most people think, okay, I see a fat guy, he's young, he's going to get fatter. That is probably 90% of the scenario. But, you know, there are some times where a guy starts to take, you know, he's young, maybe he starts to take stuff seriously. He gets a trainer, you know, he starts to work out and all that stuff, and he gets in much better physical shape, which if you want a long career in the bigs, that is what he should be doing. I mean, we saw this with Kyle Schwarber. How fat and, you know, gross was Kyle Schwarber for a while? Like, he blew out his ACL trying to run down a ball in the outfield.
Well, he shouldn't have been in the outfield, though.
He shouldn't have been. He was too big. It's just like, you can't take Vlad now and stick him in the outfield. It wouldn't work. He's too big of a guy.
Let me present something to you, though.
Okay.
We're kind of on a renaissance of fat pigs in baseball right now. Like, look at Dan Vogelbach. Vogelbach, there is muscle in there. That is, he's not shredded, but he's a big dude. I saw him. I was at one of the Mariners games in spring training with my kid, and we were both like, Vogelbach's a big dude. And he's a big guy, but he's dropping bombs.
Did he whisper into your ear that guy's fat?
No, but he threw us a ball, though. He did throw us a ball. And then you've got Williams Astudillo, who is, you know, the utility all-world fat player that everybody loves. And this is coming off of Bartolo Colon. So there is this beginning of this renaissance of the fat athlete being able to succeed and people kind of just being like, okay, you know, we can deal with it. By the way, Vlad is athletic for his weight. The guy stole a base after he blew up the other day,
Chris Farley did cartwheels. So, yeah.
He's an athletic dude. He can run. You know, sometimes he's a little overzealous. He stole a base, so you don't want to take that away from
him. I see him run every time the ice cream truck goes by, so he can absolutely run. So
you're being mean now, Bogman.
I'm the fattest guy ever. I can't be that mean.
I bet you think there's this thing that MLB does, besides trying to ruin their product and not let people post videos of it, where it's this guy named Mike Oz, a big boy himself, and he does this bit. It's called old baseball cards. And
I've seen Mike Oz.
He came down to Fall League. I've been on the field with him a couple of times, and he takes these just old packs and he grabs a player or two and they open packs, and he did one with Mike Trout most recently. You could do one. It's just called Eating Carl's Jr. And I bet Vlad signs up and he's the first one, and you guys just eat Carl's Jr. together on the field.
That's funny.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I I'm not trying to fat shame or anything. And it's just
exactly what someone who's fat shaming would say.
Well, I mean, why would I be fat shaming anyone? It doesn't make any sense. You know, it'd be like you talking to someone about their anger issues. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to work out for you. Yeah. You know, what did you call me, pot? I'm not sure. So it's what I'm saying is that for a professional baseball player, yeah, like, they may be just waiting for him to drop a couple LBs before they want him playing third base at the major league level. That's,
you know,
all.
It is interesting, but that's one thing. We definitely haven't seen them say that. Like, I wonder if it's sensitive, if like that is an issue where they're like, yeah, we want his conditioning better. I haven't seen the words conditioning put out there with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. But what if that is a hidden thing that's sitting under all the stuff, that they really do have conditioning issues, but what they're doing is they're being like, well, we want him to be the best player that he can be. We really want him to lock out defense. And everybody assumes that's code
for it. Really, we want him to be the skinniest player he can be.
But like, everybody's assuming what that is code for contract manipulation. But what if it's really just about he needs to get in better shape because he's in a shape that we don't actually want? I mean, they do have Rowdy Tellez, speaking of another of the fat renaissance.
But Rowdy Tellez doesn't have to go out and play third base. I think if there was a spot for Vlad to play, he can DH. That's fine. But I think when they bring him up, they want to bring him up to play third.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're waiting on. It could just be, look, let's just have him drop 5-10 pounds.
No, but I think I think that there's something to that. I really do think that could be part of this game, that we're getting a lot of code that we're taking one way, but it really might be like, listen, we're going to give him the shot at third base, and he is not in the shape of the third baseman that we want right now. We need him to be a little bit more athletic.
Coming up to the bigs and watching someone, you know, maybe kind of pairing him with whoever the player is that has the best work ethic on the team. Like, hey, you know, on the road, you're going to room with whoever it is.
Blue Jays, ooh, with Freddie Galvis.
Maybe it's Freddie Galvis. Maybe it's skinny Freddie Galvis. Who knows? I don't know. Whoever's in the best shape, whoever spends the most time in the gym, we're going to pair you up with this guy because he spends time in the gym. He's going to show you what being a pro is all about.
Can you imagine what the hotel room of Rowdy Tellez and Vlad Guerrero Jr. would smell like?
Probably like my desk.
That would be the stinkiest fart room on the planet. That would be the most atrocious. Just like, are you guys ready? Open the door and the waft.
Open up the window in Toronto. That's no good.
No, they're calling. They're like, sir, you can't open the windows because people jump out. And they're like, we got to get this gas smell out of here. That would,
did they do that
I
at all
saying.
Hotels? I thought that was just hotels in Vegas they did that in.
Oh, I don't know. I rarely
thought
go
it was
anywhere.
Just like they seal the windows in the hotels in Vegas. So if you lose your life savings, you can't do a nosedive onto the sidewalk.
I think that might be like large, like not motels, you know, where it's like two stories, like larger places. You can't open the windows. Like I've gone to like Los Angeles and San Diego and stayed in like corporate stuff. And those windows didn't open.
Oh, all right.
Now you know.
They don't want you to go on vacation. I guess I'll just have to go in the bathtub and slip my wrist instead. So. Yeah.
Okay, at least you made it dark.
Well, I mean, you know, you'd still have problems in a hotel, motel. So.
Yeah, hotel, Holiday Inn, whatever it's
hotel,
going to be.
Hotel, Holiday Inn.
But Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Precipice is coming. I really would actually love to know if we could get some candor on that, because they've told us enough things of why he's not ready.
They don't want to start the relationship by insulting their future star.
Yeah, but how many times have we heard that? We've heard that plenty in other sports. In football, guys aren't allowed to like go to camp if they don't make weight. What, are baseball players super soft?
But baseball players last longer too. So if you want Vlad Jr. to have a 15-year career for your organization, maybe don't start by saying, yeah, we're not bringing him up because
they don't have to
fat.
Worry. They already own him for 7 years. So the baseball contract is the dumbest thing on the planet. All right. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back. Hour two is going down. We got some more baseball to talk about. Football on the horizon. We've got to talk about the Steelers tweeting controversy that is just the gift that keeps on giving. A little bit of NFL draft. I know Bogman's going to be happy about all of it. So don't go anywhere. Bogman, Welsh, In This League. More coming up.